If you turn to Genesis chapter 1, if you don't, there's a pew Bible in the pew pocket in front of you. If you need a Bible, take that pew Bible home with you. It's yours. We want everyone to have the Word of God in their hands, in their house, especially in their heart. Genesis chapter 1, we're going to start in verse 1. The very beginning, which the word Genesis means, beginning. I love Thanksgiving season. You guys, it's a fun time to be thinking about the holiday seasons are coming forward. And giving thanks is good for your soul. If you've spent any time at all giving thanks, you know that it helps your heart get outside of yourself. And to say thank you, God, for the things you've given. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for people you've surrounded in my life. Giving thanks is good for your soul. Why? Because it causes us to look back to remember where we came from and count our blessings. Remember the old hymn, count your many blessings, name them one by one. Good advice. Today we begin a Thanksgiving series about the benefits of remembering where we came from. The big picture in this series is this. By keeping an eye on where we came from, we will be consistent in our walk with God, and our lives will have great peace on the inside and great impact on the outside. God is our source, and His gifts our blessings. There's a temptation to put trust in our blessings and forget that God is the source. Lord, thank you for my car. I'm going to trust this car. Because cars never break down, right? Blessings are to be the fuel that propels us forward in our growth in Christ. So let's get started. God is the source, and your Bible starts out with this truth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. The first four words says what? In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. Now let's wrap our brains around this for a moment. In the beginning, God was already there. God is eternal. That's one of His characteristics. God is eternal. That's hard for me to wrap my brain around. God always has been, always will be. We live in a time, in a place that's limited by time. Oh, I've only got 78 minutes for preaching today. So I'm sorry. We're limited by time, space. I'm glad I don't live in Japan or China. Not a lot of space there. I love Oregon. Lots of space. In the beginning, God. This says that God is in the beginning, and the world has its beginning because God had you in mind. That's why He created the world. You were on His mind when He created this world. How do I know? Scripture says, don't believe me. Scripture says, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, says that in the beginning, God had already had in mind to call you holy and blameless in His sight. That is, if you accept Christ as your Savior, He will call you holy and blameless in His sight. In the very beginning, Genesis chapter 1, that was His plan. You see, to be God, you have to know things at all times, to be at all places at all times, to be all powerful at all times, and God is that. Those are His attributes. That's what He's like all the time. And God created this world with you in mind so He could say someday, in this limited time world in which we live, there will be a moment in time when you make a decision that Jesus be your Lord and Savior. And in that moment, because He's already determined it to be, He will call you holy and blameless in His sight. Is that a gift or what? Holy and blameless. Did you get up this morning, look in the mirror, and go, holy? You probably didn't say blameless either, did you? God is your source. Say that with me. God is my source. God is my source. Amen. This verse is very encouraging because when God starts something, he finishes it. Salvation. The scriptures tell us over and over again, your salvation, as good as it is today, is not yet complete. When Christ returns and takes us back to heaven with him, then our redemption is complete. Wow. As good as salvation is, we still have another good thing to unwrap. The completion of our salvation. How good is that? That is good. I just need to stop here for a minute. Is anybody here cold?
No.
Okay. The no's have it. I'm cold. I don't know. Maybe I need to do a little more jumping up and down. Where's Mr. Rogers' zip-up vest? I mean, sweater there, yeah. So this verse is encouraging because what God starts, he finishes. So God starts the world. How? He spoke it into happening. And the world has been happening ever since. You know, you've seen bumper stickers that say, happens. That's not what this is talking about. Genesis 1:11 says that God created all vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees with fruit. And the verse ends with this, and it was so. God spoke it into existence. It took that long. He spoke it into existence. Only an all-powerful God can do that. He talks to the ground and creates vegetation. He speaks to the water and every swimming creature is created. He speaks to the sky and every flying bird is created. Notice who he speaks to in order to create you. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis 1, 26 says this. Let us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Trinity, make man in our image. Let us. He speaks to himself, not to dirt, to create you. He speaks to himself. Why? Because who you are is coming from him, not from dirt, not from sky, not from water, from him. Whoa. You are born of God. You are his offspring, if you will. Let that kind of sink into your brain. Jesus said in John 15:15, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Now I call you friends because what he's made known to me, I'm making known to you. That's called family. See, you're not just a servant of God. That God says, hey, come here, go do this and go off and do it, all right? That's not the case. If that's your view of servanthood, you got it wrong. God is your father. Father. Safe place to go. Safe place to go. Always. Mark had us do this morning, wrap our arms around ourselves with this being God's hug for us. God's hug for us. He speaks to himself to create you. Why? Because God is your source. Not the ground, not the oceans, not the sky, and not your bank account, not yourself, as some other philosophies would say. You are the only creation in all of God's created environment, heaven, earth, stars, universe, created and charged with the responsibility to carry his character. what he is like. This verse means we do not come from ourselves like evolutionary and humanistic philosophy says. We owe God the respect that he deserves as our creator and then as our savior. This verse reminds us that we ourselves are a very limited source. Ever figure that out? I'm a limited source. Oops, ran out of money. Oops, I ran out of wisdom. Oops, I don't know what to do here. We're a very limited resource. But God is our unlimited resource. God is our unlimited resource. God is our unlimited resource. That's right. You need anything. James chapter 1 says, ask him without doubting. Jesus says it several times. You do not have because you do not ask. God is our unlimited source. We need him to find solutions to the problems of life. Have you had problems you didn't know how to solve? Turn to your neighbor and say, I didn't know what to do. So you asked God for help and you asked others to pray as well. And in his time, God brought solution. And so turn to your neighbor and say, God is my source. I was at a retreat speaking to a group of ladies, two other pastors and myself, and Pastor Francis is his name, and he's from Africa, and he has kind of a strong accent, and he was saying God is your source, but he said it like this, God is your sauce. So we teased him all weekend. You know, what kind of sauce is he, you know? He took it very well. Look at Psalms 103. Psalms in the very middle of your Bible. Psalm 103. Verses 2 through 5. Psalm 103, verses 2 through 5. King David says, starting in verse 2, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, his blessings. Forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins, and here's the benefits. Who forgives all your sins, heals your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Forget not all his benefits. Why? Because you can't get where you're going and have what you need when you get there if you don't remember where you've come from. You can't have what you need for the journey, and you can't have what you need when you arrive if you've forgotten. It's your sauce. Where you come from? Because God is your source. Okay, time for you to talk to each other for a moment. I'd like you to talk about this thing, this element. As you look over your shoulder, a backwards glance, talk to someone next to you about how you've seen God get you through difficult times. Okay, ready, go. Is this a good exercise for us to do? To remember where you've come from, to remember how your God got you through difficult times. This is important for us to do. I think Scripture even says do this daily. Remember where you've come from. Remembering where you came from will put your current situation into proper perspective. Let me say that again. Remembering where you came from will put your current situation into proper perspective. In the history of the nation of Israel, they disobeyed God. They did the very things he said for them not to do. And they did them long enough that he finally said, okay, I'm going to have other nations around you come capture you, take you out of your home to their place. It's called discipline. And so Babylonia to the north came. Babylonia, by the way, is modern day Iraq. And took them into captivity. Their situation looked bleak, but during their captivity, now here it comes. Be ready for this. During their captivity, God, speaking through Isaiah, said, Isaiah, let's give them some hope. Let's give them a word that will help them endure this problem so that they will not give up under the difficulty of this problem of being captives in a foreign land. See, God is always extending grace to you, even in your problems. God is always looking out for you, even in your problems. Even if those are problems you brought on to yourself, God is giving you grace. Grace to endure. Words of hope. So Isaiah says to them in chapter 51, he says, Israelites, know this. God has his eye on you. He knows that you are getting tired, but endure. The light is at the end of the tunnel. A time will come when you will no longer be under the arm of Babylonia. There's blessings ahead for you. Let me ask you, what has taken you captive? Worry? A difficult relationship? Money problems? Does your situation seem like it has no end? You need to put your current situation in the proper perspective by remembering where you came from. You came from a place where God already was. You came from a place where God is, and you came from a place God will always be. Hallelujah. God always sees you. He's giving you the grace you need to get through. Say it with me. God is my source. Okay, let's try that again. God is my source. Yeah, amen. God is your source. No matter where you are, what you're experiencing, you got a lack of wisdom, God is your source. You got an abundance of pride, God is your source. Humble yourself before him. A Christian group I used to listen to back in the 70s called the Imperials. Anybody remember the Imperials? Yeah. They had a song with words of hope. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. He didn't teach us to swim to let us drown. He didn't build his home with us to move away. He didn't lift us up to let us down. God is your source. How can you and I know if we are getting our God's perspective in the midst of our problems? The answer is really quite easy to recognize. It looks like this. You're in prayer. God, my problems are so big. I don't know what to do. God, I don't know if you know what to do. Instead of that, it's this. Father God, I don't know what to do, but I know you always know what to do. I'm leaning on you. I'm waiting on your timing. I commit myself right now in this moment, this trouble, this difficulty, to humble myself before you so that you can have your way with me instead of my problems having its way with me. And the flesh gets in the way, yes? So Lord, if there's pride here, that person hurt me. They need to come beg for forgiveness. What does God say? Humble yourself. You beat feet back to your brother or your sister. and you make this right. Got money problems. God, I don't know what to do. He'll bring you wisdom. He may bring you gifts of income unexpectedly. But he will surely help you say and ask the questions like this. Is there any place I'm spending money that I need to stop spending money? Am I being the best steward I am of the gifts you've given me, God? So you can know if you are have God's perspective with your problems with this. Instead of telling your God how big your problems are, you're telling your problems how big your God is. Are you? Now, as we know, God doesn't always answer like McDonald's drive-thru. Darn it. Yeah, God, can you supersize your answer, please? God says, no, my grace is sufficient for you. When you have this perspective, you will get on your feet and you will follow God's ways of living life, of doing relationships, of being honest in your business dealings, and you will never give up when you have God's perspective. And that is something we need to thank him for. Your God is not too small. I want you to see one verse that has captured my heart and my resolve to follow Christ no matter what. I hope it will capture your heart too. Isaiah 51. Isaiah 51. Verse 1. Isaiah 51, verse 1. This is out of the NIV. I hope this just catches you like it did me as I was studying this. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Here it comes. Look to the rock from which you were cut. Whoa. Look to the rock from which you were cut, to the quarry from where you were hewn. This is powerful words to me. Have you ever thought of yourself as cut from the character of God? Not cut as in you didn't make the team, but cut from his likeness. Genesis chapter 1:26. Let us make him in our image. Look to the rock from which you were cut. When your problems seem bigger than you, you remember the rock from which you were cut. Amen? Amen? Remember the rock from which you were cut. You're not a giver-upper. You're a problem solver. Because that's who your Father is. And that's powerful living. Oh, yes, it's hard. I just got done with 2 months of sciatica nerve down my left leg. Oh, you know, many of you have had this. Pain beyond description for me. And towards the end of 2 months, I'm going, Lord, I can't do this anymore. But this I know, I will not curse the problem. I will praise my God. I'm looking to the rock from which I was cut. You know, you get kind of wacky and stupid when you don't sleep good for 2 months. I was doing weird things. But God, I will not stop serving you because I have pain. Look to the rock from which you were cut. This is Isaiah telling the Jews to find hope in the fact that God took Abraham. God took Abraham, promised him he would be the father of Israel way back in its history, and what God starts, he finishes. Abraham is a foreshadow of Christ, our rock and our salvation. And the New Testament writers in the same theme say to us, look to Christ, the rock from which you were cut. Consider the source of your strength. And let no financial problem, no relationship issue, no worry about your kids, no attack from Satan make you quit on Christ. Jesus said it well in John 16. The same Holy Spirit that empowered me to live for God, Jesus said, I will give to you, and he will empower you to live like I do. To live like I do. Did you know you could live like Christ did on the earth? Oh yeah, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to sin. Jesus didn't. But you have the power of the Holy Spirit who lived in Jesus. Remember when Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove came down and Luke says, remained on him. That's a key phrase in the New Testament, different from the Old. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon craftsmen to do special things and then left them. Here, the Holy Spirit comes on and remains at Jesus' baptism. By the way, Acts 2:38 tells us that when you're baptized, the Holy Spirit comes and remains in you. Wow. Brothers and sisters, you have God in you, empowering you. His name is Holy Spirit, to do things that seem impossible. Impossible. Have you done something impossible lately to thank God for his being your source? Look to the rock from which you were cut and say with God, everything is possible. There is always hope because my God is not too small. Worship team, come on up. So this Thanksgiving season, let's lift our problems to God and get his perspective on them. Keep your feet firmly planted in the rock from which you were cut, the rock of your salvation, Jesus Christ, because in him there's a hope for blessings yet to come. In him, there's hope for blessings yet to come. I'm going to say it one more time and then ask you to say it with me. In him, there's blessings yet to come. Let's say it together. In him, there are blessings yet to come. Amen. That's good stuff. Jesus is your source. Let's respond to God today. Remember where you came from, the rock from which you were cut. So you can put your problems into the proper perspective of God's love and power to keep you and to grow you through every challenge you'll ever face. To keep you and grow you through every challenge you could ever face. Today, you need Jesus. I'm not asking if you do. I'm telling you. You need Jesus. You know why I know that? Because I need Jesus. We're all in the same boat here. I don't care how long you've been a Christian. You need Jesus. And if you've forgotten the rock from which you were cut, today's the day to get back into the fold, to get back into the right place with Jesus Christ. So today I'm going to ask you if you want to come forward here or go to the back. There'll be people back there to receive you, to pray with you. And you work with that person. Just say, here's what I need. They'll cover you in prayer. And then see me right back here at the Welcome Center right after the service. And let's talk next steps. Where do we go from here? Remember the rock from which you were cut. If you're upstairs, come down so we can work together. Problem, you will never again control me. Amen? Let's stand together as we sing.